This is Dr. Olivera, dictating for March 24, 2022. The name of the patient is Samuel Hardy. The last name is H-A-R-D-Y, Samuel, S-A-M-U-E-L. This is the clinical case of a 66-year-old African-American male that is following, male that is followed in the practice because of CKD stage 3B. He has a lengthy history of diabetes mellitus. He has evidence of arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, obesity. This patient has shown in the laboratory workup a creatinine that has increased to 2.4 and the estimated GFR is around 30 mL per minute, and the amount of protein remains more than a gram in 24 hours. The workup was ordered. The ANCA ANCA panel was negative, and anti-nuclear antibodies were reported negative. In the CBC, there is evidence of a hemoglobin of 11.9, which is similar to the prior determinations. There is a normocytic, normochromic anemia. In the CMP, the serum creatinine continues to go up from 26 to 2.26 to 2.40. The C-reactive protein is negative. However, we found out that there is a elevation of the kappa chain to 113 with a lambda of 36 with a kappa lambda ratio that is significantly elevated. And there is a significant elevation of the IgG in the serum immunoglobulin IgG to 2,144. The microscopic examination of the urine shows some pyuria. Gram positives were found in the urine, but it is not a significant number of colonies. It's 20,000 to 30,000. The protein creatinine ratio was reported 943 with the rheumatoid factor that is 39, which is elevated for the lab. However, the segmentation rate and C-reactive protein were reported negative. In conclusion, we think that we are dealing with a monoclonal gammopathy of unknown significance, and we are going to refer the case to Dr. Riaz, R-I-A-Z, at the Oncology Center for him to evaluate and consider the possibility of a bone marrow determination. Number two, the patient has diabetes mellitus that is under control following number obesity. Following number hypothyroidism on supplementation. Following number hyperlipidemia treated with the administration of statins. Following number arterial hypertension that seems to be under control. We are going to reevaluate the case in 6 months with laboratory workup.